Now, with you coming back and what you've seen from this defense the last couple of weeks, how much better do you feel about the stretch run?
I'm excited. I mean, I think our defense is really coming into its own. I think we're just with our D-line, the JPP's addition to it has been great. Our linebacker core with Brinkley. Brinkley's been playing like an all-pro. And so I really think that helps us out a lot.
Yeah, I did want to ask you about the D-line because the pass rush looks like it is coming back a bit. JPP certainly had an impact on that. It makes you feel good as a DB.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised with his first game. I saw them like triple team and double team him still. And I was just like, wow. And then this game, I don't know if he was getting triple teamed, but I saw some double teams, and it kind of opened up a lot of guys. And Robert Ayers has been playing with a high motor also.
With this bye now, do you think in 2 weeks, do you think there's no question about your
Yeah, yeah, I'm 100% playing. According to me, in the Redskins game, unless something not so smart happens, but yeah, I should 100% be playing. If there was a game next week, I would 100% be playing.
And you think you have any restrictions? Or do you think you
feel, I'm probably you feel still going to wear the whatever they have me wear. But other than that, I feel good enough to play.
Thank you.
How excited are you about, I mean, you missed a bunch of games.
Right.
The team is in first place one way or another. They are, and, you know, everything's in front of this team. How you know, exciting is that for you?
It's always a good thing to control your own destiny, and that's the situation we're in. And if we win out, everything's going to work out for us. But if we... I mean, our next game against the Redskins, it's probably going to be one of the most defining games of the season. In my case, it's a division game; it's very crucial, and we just have to approach it like that.
What do you do this week? Do you just kind of rehab and relax it, or strengthen it, or?
Yeah, continue to rehab our coaches and challenge us to. Unplug mentally a little bit, and then I'll get back into it. So still watch football on Sunday, still pay close attention to the division, and really, yeah, for me, just rehab and enjoy time with my wife and daughter.
You're fortunate the way the division has gone. You know, I mean, Eagles lose yesterday. Maybe
right.
People didn't expect that. Cowboys are, you know, really in a free fall.
Yeah, we're excited with how everything played out in the division, besides how our game went, but we just can't mess it up. Like I said, when we come back from the bye, it's a 6-game season, and Coach Merritt always says just to win, go 1-0 every week. So that's how we simplify it. So Redskins is the next important one.
Thanks.
Like, apart from the physical rehab, is there a big challenge, the mental side of things in rehab?
Mental how?
I mean, confidence sometimes and just your mindset.
I would say that confidence is built in practice, but obviously we can't like hit really in practice. So, but I think in the game it just becomes instinct. Like you don't even, like, if I'm on the field, I feel like I'm 100%, and I don't even think about. Compensating or not doing anything. I just play how I would play if I was 100%. So in a game, you don't really think about it. If you are thinking about it, you're probably gonna get even more hurt.
Were you surprised today when you heard about Victor Cruz?
Yes, very, very surprised. And someone it's not really a joke, but someone meant it as a joke to me. Like, Prince, are you better come. They're handing out IRs left and right, and then because I heard about BD and then Beeson, and then yeah, now Cruz. So yeah, it sucks. Especially it sucks for him mentally, because he was really, 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 really trying to get back. And Victor's a guy that loves football, and was really expecting a big year for himself and just to get back on the field. So feel for him, and just hopefully he can come back next year.
What kind of advice would you have for him to get in the right headspace?
Victor's a very smart person. I know that he's a very thankful person. So I don't think there's really much that I can say, but if I could say something, just I know he's going to be around the team. He supports us 100%, and so I think he's probably just. I think what he can do is just still support us like he's going to do, and just try not to let himself get down.
There are some financial barriers that might prevent him from returning to this roster next year. Do you ever think about that? That he might have played his last game as a Giant.
I'm not his agent, so I don't really concern myself. But realistically, what you're saying is correct, though.
Tough to think about that.
No, because I'm I'm not GM either, so I don't handle roster situations. But yeah, I'm just glad that those are tough decisions, and I'm glad I don't have to make them.